Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal, and her dog, Duende. Duende is very cute, so Duende is joining us. Today, we are under the vocabulary spotlight, and we're actually going to do a slang episode, but this is very specific slang. This is Canadian slang. So I'm going to test Sochal on her knowledge of Canadian slang. And it's not all slang. Some of it are just terms that they use to describe things that we don't in the United States or in Europe. So, Sochal, number one, what is a toque? T-O-Q-U-E.
Dang, you got me. A toque.
I'll give you a hint. You can see one right now in our meeting right now.
A dog?
No.
A hat.
Yes. It's a stocking cap, a beanie.
Oh, a beanie. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's often a toque will have like a little pom-pom on the top of it. Like a little ball on the top.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But it's a winter hat.
For our listeners who aren't aware, they're also Canada has Quebec and some regions that are just French speaking. And I think that affects their English too, like their slang, I would
say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Toque has got to be a French word for sure.
It has to be because of the spelling. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Number two. Double-double. What's a double-double?
Like a supersized meal?
You're close. You're actually pretty close on this one.
Like a double cheeseburger thing.
Okay. This is related to Tim Hortons, which is a very, very famous donut shop in Canada. The most famous donut shop in Canada. It's a chain, a huge chain. And a double-double means 2 creams and 2 sugars.
So I was in the food vicinity.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds very sweet and creamy. But
it sounds terribly unhealthy, but I mean, if you're gonna go with like a order a bear claw or two and a double-double, you might as well get the double double if you're already eating the 2 bear claws. So
right. Yeah.
Okay. This one I've never heard of before. But
have you ever been to Canada? Sorry not to interrupt you.
Yeah, I've been to Canada. Yeah.
I've been too, but it was almost 15 years ago now. So I don't know any of these, but
I went in the 90s. A long time
ago. So you've been even longer. Yeah. I'm interested. All right. Next one up.
It's like America, but just a little askew, like a little off.
Yeah, it's different. Like a little nicer, kind of. Like the streets are cleaner. Well, a little bit, and the people are more friendly, and it's a little cleaner. But that's it, I think.
Yeah, it's very much like
Actually, it's kind of like weirder too,
oh
like
yeah,
more.
how you doing? Welcome to Canada. Yeah.
Yeah,
Great to
kind of
have you
like
here.
almost
Yeah.
a Midwestern,
Yeah.
the Midwesterners of the North, or Canadians,
Right.
basically.
I'm just, yeah, Canadians are Midwesterners plus or Midwesterners are Canadians minus, It's
Yeah.
almost the same thing.
Yeah, the
What
culture.
is a Mickey?
A McDonald's hamburger. No, that's not right. I know I've heard of a Mickey before. But I don't know. I've heard the term before, but I don't remember what it was like referencing.
Okay, well, we know Canadians love their donuts. They love their double doubles, their coffees with lots of cream, lots of sugar. They also enjoy their alcohol. And a Mickey is a small bottle of alcohol, typically 375 milliliters.
Oh, like
So,
those. I don't know how small that is,
kind of
like
like
one of
an
those.
airplane bottle, something like that. So
Right.
you got a Mickey in your pocket, and if you're having a hard day, you can just pull out your Mickey and
Throw it in your coffee mug.
yeah, put it with your double double.
Yeah. A double double plus a Mickey. Tim Hortons
Okay,
should do a deal on
we're not
that.
implying that all Canadians are alcoholics. We're just
No,
saying,
no. Please, Canadians, don't stone us. We are not, yeah.
we love our Canadian listeners out there. This one's, I never heard this one before. What's a loony and toony? Loony and toony.
A crazy person?
That's a good guess because it sounds like it. It's like the Canadian $1 coin and $2 coin.
Wow, I was far off.
Yeah,
I
like,
haven't gotten
yeah.
any of these right. I'm just like
You
in the
owe me a
Mickey
loony,
one.
you owe me a toonie, something. Can I borrow a toonie? Something like
Yeah.
that.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only a loony.
Yeah.
A double double is only a loony and a toonie or something.
You can
That's
get a
so weird.
double double and a donut for a toonie, something like that.
Right, something like
Yeah.
that. Okay.
Okay. What do you call someone who's a keener? Keener.
I have no idea. I don't know. I look so stumped. You can do that for
You
the
know
thumbnail.
nothing about Canada, no.
I've had Canadian friends and I just don't know. I mean, I've had Canadian friends and they did not talk like this. Is this
Don't
like
talk like
is this
this,
like
yeah.
boomer Canadian slang or is this like modern Canadian slang?
This is probably boomer Canadians.
I
This is
think
probably
this is
older,
boomer.
like 50s, 60s. This is more like, traditional kind of Canadian, but Canadian speech, but I'm sure the younger generations don't want to sound like this, They don't want to
Yeah,
sound like their
this is
parents.
weird. I
Yeah.
mean, no offense to Canadians. I'm having a hard time. I have no idea what that means.
A keener is someone who is really keen about something. So they're overly eager or
Excited?
overly enthusiastic.
That's such a rude term. Like, someone who's like happy about life, and you're gonna call them a keener because they're like
Yeah.
excited.
You're like,
That's
man,
so.
I love hockey. You're such a keener,
Yeah,
keener.
like, okay, cool.
All right, we're getting into the food stuff here for a second.
Okay.
Poutine. What is
Oh,
poutine?
I know what poutine is. It's fries and gravy with like a type of cheese on top.
Cheese curds. Yeah,
Cheese curds.
exactly. Yep, you nailed it.
I
French
do know that.
fries with
I've eaten
gravy,
it.
cheese curds.
I
Yeah.
ate it in Korea, of all places.
Yeah, me too. I just wanted to try poutine so badly, and so the first time I had the opportunity to get it, I ordered it. But I it was like, it's like what you expect. It's French fries with gravy and
And cheese
cheese.
curds. It's
Yeah.
kind of like It's like drunk people food. I was drunk when I ate it the first time. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to be, yeah, to
I
want to
was
eat that. Yeah, you'd have
out
to be
in
kind of drunk.
Korea, and I was out like at this place at JJ's bar in Busan. Hey, JJ's, if you guys are watching. And they. It's like where all the foreigners hang out, and we were a few drinks in, and then one of my friends and I split a poutine there. But it is exactly what you would think. It's literally just fries with gravy and cheese.
Yeah,
So,
it's just
I mean, it
I
was great because I was drunk. I mean, it was
right.
good. It wasn't like mind blowing or something.
Yeah. Well, how could it not be good? It'd be kind of like putting I don't know, you know.
It's hard for it to be like gourmet or excellent, but it's hard for it to be so bad. You wouldn't want to eat it.
All right, Sochil, what is a hoser?
Have no idea. I don't know. It's one who likes a band hosier.
A hoser? Okay.
I have no clue.
Okay. A hoser is a person who is foolish or inept. So it's kind of like an affectionate way to call someone stupid or silly. You're such a hoser. You're, yeah, just a
Like a
silly kind
rube,
of stupid
like a
person.
rube in English.
Yeah, like a rube. Exactly. You're a hoser. You're a dum-dum, you know, something like that. Yeah. Okay. Here's the last one. What's a Chesterfield?
Interesting.
A Chesterfield.
An alcoholic beverage of some sort.
No, not even close.
Something hockey game.
Think
One
more in
card
like
game.
the think more in the furniture realm.
Like a chest of drawers or something.
Yeah,
Or
that's a good guess actually. Like a
a
chest of
wardrobe kind
drawers,
of
yeah,
thing.
wardrobe type thing. A Chesterfield is a Canadian term for a sofa.
What the heck?
Yeah, they call a sofa a Chesterfield because it's a company that used to make sofas, that like a famous sofa company. And so it's kind of like how we call a Kleenex, you know, like a tissue. We say Kleenex. Kleenex is actually the name of a company.
Right.
And or a Xerox machine is a Xerox is not a copy. A copy is a copy. So a Chesterfield is a word that they use to for a sofa. Yeah, which I thought was
Interesting.
kind of weird.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
that is.
Yeah. So that was it. That's the last one. You can take us out now.
Oh, thank God. Okay. All right, listeners, if you enjoyed seeing me fail miserably trying to guess that Canadian slang, let us know if you'd like to see more episodes like that. I'm definitely going to get Jack back
Yeah.
on that one next time. So leave a comment down below. That really helps us get visibility on the podcast and on our YouTube channel at A to Z English Podcast.com. Shoot us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com and join the conversation to join our WeChat WhatsApp group. See you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.